Good morning, and morning to our visiting friends as well there. Now, we have been doing here at Crich a series based on a book, and the book being, Molly?
The Holy War.
The Holy, by John Bunyan. Got my second question there before I'd even asked it. The Holy War by John Bunyan, written long, long ago, but telling us, really, the story of mankind. And there is a city. What is the name of the city? Charlotte. Mansoul, that's us. Mansoul, the soul of man. What kind of a city is it at the moment, at least? Molly.
It's really deep down in destruction.
Deep down in destruction. It doesn't love God. But has God given up on the city, Charlotte? No, he hasn't. And we're going to learn a little bit more today in John Bunyan's story, just what begins now to happen. Because who's ruling the city at the moment? Timothy.
Diabolus.
And who's Diabolus standing for there, Stanley?
The devil.
The devil. And he's got his agents and his henchmen, and the city is shut firmly against God's truth. But outside the city, God has sent four captains, and they've been firing up the city to try to get rid of its unbelief. And they've been telling the city, you should come and worship, what's his name in the story there, Molly? El Shaddai. You should worship him. And he comes to offer you peace, but if you don't listen, there's judgment. And what did the city do, Timothy?
It said, we'll let El Shaddai rule us, but as long as we can keep all the changes that we've had under Diabolus.
That is right. And those changes were all bad changes, lawlessness and evil and all sorts of things like that. However, the city's being shaken a little bit. Now, the four captains decide, we haven't succeeded. We must now send to El Shaddai and ask him to come himself or do something now for us. So a message goes all the way back to El Shaddai. But the message firstly is received by Emmanuel. And who does Emmanuel stand for there, Stanley? Jesus. That's right. And they confer together, El Shaddai and Emmanuel. And they're very pleased with what the captains have done, in shaking some of the confidence of the city, making them think, oh, perhaps we really ought to be thinking about what we're being told here. And so they're glad of that. But they realize now the time has come. They love the city and it's their possession and they really want the best for that city. So Emmanuel himself is going to come. Oh, the whole court there at El Shaddai's palace, as it were, are all absolutely delighted and excited at this, that Emmanuel himself is going to go to Mansoul. But the news travels back to Mansoul, and Diabolus hears it. How do you think he feels about that, Charlotte? Sorry? Not very pleased. Very worried. This is not what he wanted to hear. What, Emmanuel, his great enemy, coming in person? Ooh, he doesn't like to hear of this. He's there in Hart Castle, and he's trembling. So Emmanuel comes, and he comes to his army that's encamped around Mansoul. And when he arrives, the captains who are already there and all the soldiers, they issue such a loud cheer and hurrah. The news again travels to Mansoul. Diabolus hears it and he's even more shaken by this and he's trembling. But Emmanuel comes to the walls of the city and Diabolus comes to speak as well. And they speak in a way that the people can't hear. And Diabolus is saying, well, this is my property. I own these people. They're mine. And he's shaking away. And he's cringing there. He doesn't look too good at all. And he's having to do all of this so the people don't see just what a poor specimen he actually is. And he's saying, it's mine to have. And these people love me. They want me to be their ruler. And Emmanuel tells him that he's a liar and he's a thief. And he's taken hold of this, which is really belonging to El Shaddai and himself. But Diabolus still sort of trying to argue it. And then Emmanuel talks to all the people in a language they can all hear. And he tells them how much that they're loved and how much they are treasured and how much El Shaddai and Emmanuel want to take back the city for themselves and to have it as their possession, which it rightfully is. And he's hoping in that way the people will listen. Do they? Do they hear, Timothy?
No.
No. He's put flags up outside which show mercy, but then judgment if you don't listen, and the carrying out of that judgment at the end of time. He's got all the messages there for them, but they don't listen. And instead, they go to Ear Gate, that gate in the city that's so important, and they lock it, and they barricade it, and they just will not listen. So Emmanuel knows what he's going to do next, but we'll have to find out in a week's time. But here it is. This is us. This is what we do. We fight against God, and we will not hear what he has to say. And he comes to offer to us peace and forgiveness and a way back to him and to his Father, and that he will pardon and he will take those who have offended him and they will be his. But we don't listen, and we prefer, oh, so sad this, isn't it? We prefer to have the devil to be our captain and our Lord and to do the things that he would tell us to do. So are we going to be stubborn? Are we going to say, not going to listen? I'm not going to listen. Not going to hear it. Don't want to know what his mercy, what the cross or what he died. Don't want to know. Don't want to listen. That's what sin would have us to do, and what the devil would have us to do. You listen to the way that John Bunyan telling this story here, which is actually more than a story. It's telling us about ourselves and of how God in his mercy comes to meet with us, to save us, to bring us to himself, that we would enjoy his love and favour. Well, we'll return next week to that, those of us who are here. And now we're going to sing our second hymn before our Sunday school. And that's 143, Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus.